Hey guys, welcome to the Titanium Vault. I'm your host, RJ Bates III, and today is going to be an absolute banger because I'm talking to a man that has really changed the trajectory of titanium investments. Met Gene back in 2021 after I won the Closures Olympics. We had talked previously, but that was really when our relationship kind of took off, and we really were one of the early users of Speed to Lead in the PPL model. I remember doing my first closure show with them and just being like, man, this is so much easier than what we're doing with our outbound marketing with texting and cold calling. So Mr. Blinkoff, how you doing today?
What's going on, RJ? Doing very well. Incredible to be here, man. Very cool to be here.
Well, I appreciate you being here, man. And, so Gene, you're in Boston right now, is that correct?
Correct, right now, yeah.
Yeah. But you're not normally in the States. So tell everybody a little bit about where is Speed to Lead actually based out of and where do you live?
Yeah. So first of all, RJ, thank you for the introduction. You also changed the trajectory, and has been a trajectory of my own career. So I always appreciate that and never forget about that, man. Yeah, it's been a great friendship and partnership. But Speed to Lead is, well, we're an American company, right? We're headquartered in US and in Delaware, but we've got a kind of a crazy story of how we came about. I've got a crazy story, and so does Speed to Lead, because we were started actually when I was living in Ukraine. Right. So a few years ago, I used to own a video company and here in Boston. It was called Drone Boston. And I was like, you know, one of the top three guys here that was doing real estate videos for real estate agents with drones, like just when drones kind of came about, you know. Right. And I was like, I was working at IBM before that. I was just looking for something, dude, something out of the cubicle. And this ex gave me this drone as a gift, and I started flying. I'm like, dude, this is cool. And I bought like the professional one. And then I'm like, all right, you know what? This is way cool. Like, I can be above, take pictures. Like, this is cool, kind of creative. And then I started, like, all my lunch breaks, all my evenings after work, I would just go and like practice to be better at this thing. And so eventually started this business. But then I started filming a bunch, and, I start, you know, do like four listings in one day, and then you got to go edit them. And so I'm like, whoa, I just spent a night editing. I haven't slept. And in the morning, I got to go film more. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And so, and I had this guy from Ukraine that reached out to me, Ivan, not Ivan that I'm working with now, but a different Ivan Pryden. And so he reached out to me. He's like, hey, we do these edits and stuff. So long story short, I hired them. They started editing in Ukraine, and they did such a good job. Like, we became basically like number one in Boston in the listing videos, number one, number two. And so at some point I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going on a trip with my parents to Europe. Let me stop by in Ukraine, because I want to see these guys. You know, I have half of my family is ethnically Ukrainian. And so I'm like, let's do that. Let's go there. So I go there, hang out with these guys. We take them to, actually, we went to Dubai for a couple of days, like took them on a little trip just to thank them for good work. And then I was sitting in Ukraine one day. I was super bored, and I like went on Tinder and basically met my wife. Okay.
Love it.
And so I started, you know, kind of going back and forth from Ukraine, you know, dating and stuff like that. Then I moved to Ukraine basically full time. Like, we moved in together, got married. And at that point, I was doing ads as an agency, right? So we were just an agency, you know, PPC agency, doing leads done for you, lead generation and stuff. And we started making like quite a bit of money with the agency. And so I'm like, you know what? Agency's cool. We have like 80 customers right now and like quite a bit of staff. It was like 10 people, I think. Well, at that point, it felt like quite a bit. And I'm like, but you know what? Taking this to 500 clients would be a freaking nightmare. It would be like 50 people will have to have. So let's work on a model. Let's not buy a bunch of stupid shit with the money right now. let's invest some money in like into software, because I'm like, I'm a software guy. I used to spend all this time at startups at IBM and all that. And Ukraine's got so many software engineers. It's crazy, right? Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, this is happening. And so, and we thought about it, like, what's a way to democratize PPC for people to where somebody can go, instead of going and spinning up a campaign, spinning up a website, spinning up a landing page, filming ads, or writing good copy, like, let's do that for them and post the lead there and let them buy it, okay? And so we did that. Put a freaking dirty product together. The first version of Speed to Lead was like a nightmare. And you could also, we also let sellers actually like write their little story in there. And some of them would just go and write ridiculous stuff. Some of them would write like paragraphs about what's going on with them. And I was like, all right, this but eventually we improved it. Right. And so, and that's how Speed to Lead was born. And we've just been growing. Then we started like, the big growth came when we started doing shows. When we started doing shows, you know, we did, so after the Closes Olympics, I basically kind of growth hacked Closes Olympics. And when I bought a ticket, you know, I was in the chat there with everybody in the live, and I'm like, whoa, 300 real estate investors in here. I've got all these leads, you know, we're trying to sell them, we're trying to get users and stuff like that, spending money every day on ad spend. I'm like, hey, Closes Olympics after party on this YouTube channel right here. Come over. Okay. So a bunch of people actually came over. We did like our first basic show. And at that point, and that's how we met Liam. Liam was one of the people there. And at that point, he was like, he wasn't even showing his face on the camera. and so Liam came, and then I think we made one of the best decisions is like Liam came, and then we're like, hey, let's approach RJ with this thing. Yep. And so we approached RJ, and the rest is history, man. We like closers cage matches, never done before, like stuff, you know, like it's only been done at Closers Olympics, but we kind of democratize, right? Like with you. Yep.
Closers, well, and it's funny how that came about, right? So you guys reached out to me and you said, hey, We've got to get the King Closer on the Closer Show, right? Because that's what y'all were calling it, which was brilliant. And so you brought me on for one episode, and you know we went live an hour and a half, 2 hours, calling leads. I got a signed contract on it, and it was like everyone was excited. There was a couple hundred people watching. And then afterwards, what happened on my side is that in 2020, in the Closers Olympics, everyone was on my side because I lost. And everyone was like, dude, you should have won. You got robbed. But then I go and win. And I thought, oh, man, this is going to blow up. And everyone's going to be so excited for it because everyone for the past year had been saying, you should have won. And then what came out of the woodworks was I was getting all these DMs that were like, oh, dude, you're not that good of a closer. I could have beaten you. And I was like, what is happening right here? And so that's where we came up with the idea of like, all right, listen, why do people like the Closers Olympics? It brings a competition atmosphere. So it was like, let's do these closer cage matches. Mm-hmm. I think Liam was the one that actually came up with that title. Yeah. And of course, the first one we ever had to do was between me and Aaron Bevins because of the trash talk and everything like that. Dude, do you remember we did that on December 23rd?
Yeah.
The night before Christmas Eve. And, dude, we were struggling to get people to answer the phone because we did it, like, at nighttime. I mean, it was, like, I think we started, like, 3, 4 p.m. But, man, we had some really quality conversations. And, dude, I think that video has, like, 10,000 views on my channel. I think y'all's has a couple thousand views on it.
We had more live viewers than the Olympics had.
Yes. Like, I mean, it was great. Like,
yeah, we had like 400 people watching it live almost on Christmas Eve.
And it was such a cool moment to be a part of because it was the first – I'd done so many lives doing SMS and you know, getting my teeth kicked in where this is like, boom, I'll take that lead right there. And then I'm dialing, and then every time a seller answered, it was like, we weren't having a conversation about how did you get my information, or why would I want to talk to you? It was just about, yes, I want to sell. How much do you want? Let's talk about it and see if it's a good deal. That's where it really took off. And then from there, we actually started using Speed Elite inside of our business, and things have just been crazy for us ever since, man. When you came up with this idea for Speed Elite, I have to ask, because I've said this before, it's one of the most brilliant names of all time. Who actually came up with the name Speed to Lead?
I'll tell you, man, and probably nobody knows this at this point, but the name, so the name was actually originally, one of our team members, we had a team member, Veronica, and she thought that we should name it that, because that's what we used to put on every single email that notified our agency customers about a lead. It was like, Speed to Lead, you've got a new lead. But I took that from Chris Rood. So Chris Rood was my first mentor, right? When I was working at IBM, I bought a coaching program of his, bought it on a corporate IBM credit card, didn't have the cash to buy it, bought it on a credit card, bro. So I got a sales guy to do like two payments, and I bought it on a corporate credit card. Thanks, IBM. And so, I mean, I paid for it after, but
right.
That was like the definition of pulling the trigger, man. So yeah, anyone gives me a price objection ever, I'm like, yeah, try doing that.
Right. Exactly.
And so, and he always had this thing. He has these like simple, funny, like little silly things like skills get the deals, right? Speed to lead. And so that's where I took it from.
Dude, it's one of the best names I've ever seen. I love branding. And when you think about it, it's like even inside of your name, and as much as I've been talking about Speed to Lead for years now, I still get people that ask me like, all right, well, say the lead comes in. I mean, how quickly do I need to call it? And I'm like, it's in the name. Speed the lead. Like, dude, when the lead comes in, they're on the site right there. Call them immediately before they go to another site. They're going to go find someone to buy their house. That's what they're doing. That's what they're working on right now. So I've always loved the name. I will say, sometimes it is a tongue twister, though, when I'm like, you know, when you buy these Speed to Lead leads, because you have to say lead twice, you know?
So when Liam's been saying for years now to like, just call him Speed to Leads. Just get everybody to call him Speed to Leads.
Yeah, that makes sense. I should do that, but it just comes out Speed to Lead leads, you know? So, but when you came up with it, it was originally just a marketplace, right? Was that? Did you always know that you were going to transition to other offerings, or was your plan just to stick with the marketplace?
So the plan initially was basically, all right, let's get people the mission. And the mission to this day is to allow somebody to get their next customer within 5 minutes of signing up. And the mission to this day is that. And that's something that we really try to always keep that in there. That like you can log in or your first time encounter Speed to Lead and boom, in 5 minutes, you're already talking to somebody.
Right.
And so, yeah, and that was the first idea. But then we quickly realized that, okay, so that's a cool way for somebody to experience the platform, encounter the platform the first time. But then there's quite a bit of folks that wanted, you know, they're like, okay, well, I'm a busy guy, right? Maybe I got a job. Maybe I need a lot of leads. And so quickly realized that there's demand for people that want to automate that. And so that's why we launched Fixed Price Mode. It used to just be called Auto Buy, but then we right. figured like, you know what, let's fix the price so people can expect which price they're getting instead of, because the price on Auto Buy used to jump all the time. You didn't know what you're right. getting. And and that actually accounts for more than half of our sales, like just around half.
So walk me through, what is Fixed Price Mode? So if I'm signing up for Speed to Lead, that means my price is fixed, and I tell you what locations I'm willing to buy deals in.
Yeah. So Fixed Price Mode, you define which counties you want leads in. You define which parameters you want the leads to have. So if you don't want if you don't want downsizing leads, you check that box off, or you uncheck that box. If you don't want things where foundation has issues and the seller listed that, you don't want to deal with those, uncheck that box. If you don't want houses that are newer than 2000, you uncheck those boxes, like 2000, 2010, and 2010 and beyond, you uncheck those boxes. So you basically customize like what's a perfect lead for you. We tell you what the price for that lead is. And that price is higher than, like, let's say a coupon club lead or something, because you're getting the lead instantly and you're getting the lead exclusive. So that lead will never be resold to anybody again unless the owner changes on that address, right? So that's basically the rule. So that address will not be resold until the owner changes on it, right? And you're paying a price that would be comparable to you running your own local campaign on Google, probably even less, because if you'd have to be very, very good marketer to run a local campaign in Phoenix, right, or in LA, to get the prices that we sell them for, because we obviously, you know, we buy them in bulk, so we get better pricing from Google and from YouTube and all these other platforms. But yeah, fixed price, you customize your perfect lead, set it on autopilot, you set a budget, and then boom, they go to your CRM, they go to your Speed to Lead CRM, to your own CRM, we integrate it. But they're still refundable. Like if there's an issue with any lead, we do have a quality control team that quickly does a bunch of checks before publishing the lead to you, but they're still refundable. If there's an issue, a lead goes dark, changes their mind, we still refund those.
And on that, the fixed price mode, is the price dependent upon certain counties? Like, for example, like, you know, Dallas County is going to be a lot more hot than, say, like, you know, a random county in West Texas. Does it change the price based off of the counties?
So right now it doesn't, but soon there will be some adjustments based, like some counties will get cheaper. But right now it more so depends on, like, the more budget you have, the cheaper that price is. The more parameters you have, the more customizing of the lead that you do, the price actually goes up a little bit for when you're customizing it. If you set a wide area, if you got like counties from across the country, your price is going to be lower, because we're getting it for lower from, you know, social networks and from Googles and YouTubes. So we're like, all right, let's pass those savings onto the customer and also make it cheaper for them. So, right, you know, we're just going to capture a little profit in the middle, and allow our customers not to deal with the campaigns and all that stuff as much as we can. Right. We're all trying to get the volumes up. Yeah. But that's the mission is to, you know, marketing, doing your own lead generation marketing stinks. So
one of the things, Gene, for me is as a business owner, when I have to rely on a third party business like yourself to generate leads for me, one of the biggest concerns that I always have is about your sustainability as a business, because I'm essentially relying on Speed to Lead to generate leads for me. And my business, I just did a live yesterday. I said the five tools of being a successful wholesaler. What's number one? Lead gen. Without lead gen, guess what? You can't do acquisitions, can't cop an underwrite, you can't dispo, and you ain't got nothing to TC. So it all starts with lead gen.
That was a cool title, by the way. I was really interested. Like, what does he mean? Like, what tools? Right.
So I love that, that, you know, hey, lead gen is so important, but I'm relying on you. So one of the things that you did that really, like, and it's people are probably going to look at this and like, oh, RJ, you're being a kiss ass or whatever. Well, I'm not, because this is how my brain works. As an entrepreneur, one of the things that you came out and you did early on was you added premium mode. And fixed price mode, coupon club, you added some different things that were essentially subscription model, residual income for Speed to Lead. And the thing that I loved about that was I was like, okay, for $89, I can sign up for premium mode. And now I get to see additional information about a lead before I choose to buy it or not. And it was vital information. It was the size of the house, the repairs that are needed, right? What type of house is it? Is it a condo? because I don't want a condo, but if it's a single family home, that makes a big difference, right? And for me, I saw that and I said, dude, this is really intelligent, because now if he gets a solid amount of people buying this premium mode, this allows me to feel more confident in the sustainability of Speed to Lead. Talk about the decision that you made there and kind of how different that is from almost every other PPL provider out there. No one else is really doing these things that you've done. And I'm assuming you're a pretty creative guy. Those are like your little brainchilds that you're coming up with there, right?
Well, I would downplay my creativity. I'm a freaking learning guy. I'm reading every day, man. And I'm watching every day. Like, every minute that I have free, I'm consuming information from sources that I, you know, respect somewhat. Or like somewhat meaning, like sometimes I'll read someone new that I don't know, but
right.
That's where I, so for example, if you taking the subscription part of it, here's the thing. So we were encountering a problem because we didn't always have premium. And so we were like, all right, we're looking at this customer on Speed to Lead, and they've got an incredible success story. So the guy bought, like, you know, I don't remember exactly, this was two years ago, but let's say it was like 3 to 10 leads, closed the deal, because we can, you know, we see the stats inside of our lead statuses, closed the deal. We call them and we're like, yeah, dude, make like 20 grand. It was awesome. We're like, sweet, cool. So we market in CRM, you know, success story. And then we look back and we're like, guy's not buying leads. What's up? And so we're like, all right, you know what? So we started thinking, like, all right, people get like a little bit of success. And we do this all the time. I think entrepreneurs do this all the freaking time. Is you do something that works, but then you stop doing it because you're so used to this hamster wheel where you're looking for the new thing. You're looking for the thing that gets a little traction. And so sometimes in marketing, especially, we'll do a successful thing and then we'll A/B test ourselves out of it and forget that thing was making us successful. And so we're like, all right, that's not cool, because he's successful. We can ethically, you know, say that this customer should keep buying from us because they've made money and they'll make more. Like, it's in their best interest. And so I started reading, like, how do we, you know, how to reduce churn? How do get people to keep coming back? And so it's funny because, like, what I found out from the subscription coach, that subscriptions actually actually reduce churn, because a person is somehow more committed to the platform when there's a subscription going. They've got that little, you know, zinger in the back of their head that's like, hey, you're paying for this. Go and check what's going on there. Like, you're paying for this. You paid $3 for this today. Go and see what's up there. Maybe you can get a little benefit out of it back. Get your ROI. And that was one of the reasons to put that in there. And of course, like, you know, we saw that, like, all right, there's certain parameters of leads that people really care about. So you know what? Let's kind of a little bit future proof our sustainability, and like you said, and introduce that. And so, but as far as the sustainability, that's a great question. As far as a platform being here today or not being there tomorrow. In fact, I always forget to ask you about Propelio. Like, whatever happened to that?
Phenomenon. That's a great example. Bro, facts of the matter is, Propelio was the tool that I like to use for nationwide comping during the initial 50-day challenge in 2020. And then just one day, I couldn't comp, and it said, we're working on it. And then the next thing you know, it was, we lost MLS access. We have problems. We're shutting down all these states. And guess what? It was gone. That is a perfect example. Now, I think they're coming back, and I've heard that the tool's bigger, better, and badder, but here's the thing. As a business owner, bro, what was I supposed to do for those 2 years that it just disappeared? Mm-hmm. That's why it's like, I care about the health of the vendors that I'm using, right? Why do I go out and I talk about Speed to Lead? Well, fact of the matter is, I need people to use Speed to Lead because I can't buy enough leads to sustain Speed to Lead's entire business, right? And I want Speed Elite to succeed because it helps me succeed. And yeah, I mean, there's affiliate marketing and you pay me some money on that, but bro, this is not, you're not paying me life-changing money. It's not enough money to sustain what I'm making on wholesaling, right? And so it's more about the fact that I need Speed Elite here 10 years from now. And I want to succeed, so I don't have to worry about that. That's why I brought that up, man. That's a great example of Rebellio. That's a
great one because like just and we're big on it. I mean, we had a war happen in Ukraine and I woke up in Kyiv that morning and literally started driving to so we lived a couple hours away from the capital. I'm driving away from the capital and there's tanks on the road.
I saw the post on Facebook. That was insane. I was worried about you, bro. I remember reaching out to you.
I was worried about me too.
I was like, are you okay, dude? You're posting videos of tanks passing you. I mean, how scary was that?
I woke up at like 5 a.m. that morning, and I was like, way too early. Go back to bed. But it already happened by then. It started at 4 a.m., and so I woke up at 5. Already happened. I went back to bed, woke up at like 8, you know, went outside and I see like all this activity, like people running around with like shopping bags and stuff like that with like groceries. I'm like, what was it? Thursday morning, I think it was. I'm like, this is weird, strange. So I get in my car and my phone died. My phone died while I was sleeping. And I was at a hotel because I was staying in the capital for one day. We just had our like team get together. We did these quarterly get-togethers, went bowling and all this stuff. And so I'm like, turn on my phone, see all these missed calls from my wife. I'm like, what's going on? And then I look at the news and like Putin started the war. I'm like, oh shit. And then I keep reading and they're like 40 something missiles already hit the country and more are coming. And I'm like, dude, I'm in the capital right now. This is like where they're coming. All right, I got to get out of here. And so I start driving. And I had my windows rolled down, just smoking a butt. Had my windows rolled down. And driving to see my co-founder. Because we knew that the war might happen. Like, we knew it might happen. So I brought some cash for like a little bit of payroll. I think I brought like 30 grand. Back from US, actually the border guards freaking caught me with it and I had to pay them $600 a bribe just to freaking get the cash in. That was kind of annoying. 600 bucks gone. But and so I'm like, I drive to my co-founder and I'm like, here's a little cash to, you know, if you need it, we might not see each other for a while. Who knows? Like if you can pay people, banks might shut down, banking system might shut down. We never know. Let's keep make sure, like, because our business is in US. Nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
That there's shit happening in Ukraine. So, like, if you need to pay people, here's 10 G's or whatever. Pay people with cash if you can. Like, if you see somebody, I see somebody, I'll pay them. So, okay. But on the way to driving him, I hear this freaking explosion. I hear this, like, thunder. And there's no lightning. And that's how I would describe it. Like, there's no lightning, but you hear this, like, thunder thing. And I'm like, shit, roll the windows up. And I'm like, you got to get out of here, buddy. So I just booked ass from there. And while I was driving away, there's tanks moving into the city to basically protect the city. And let me tell you, man, when you're sitting in the car and you're driving your it was a big car. But you're driving your big Rover, and there's a guy, there's four tanks, and he's sitting on top of the tank like this, you know, and he's chilling, and he's looking at you, and he's got, and there's the tank gun, and he's got a gun, and he's looking at you, and I'm like, and I looked at him for a second, I'm like, just look the fuck away. don't make eye contact. That was like, because I'm not, you know, that might be the only time in my life I was like, do not make eye contact with that man.
I mean, when you're going through something like that, man, I mean, first of all, you're a dad, right?
I was a dad at that point already. So
yeah, you're a dad, you're a husband, you're a business owner, and then also you're by yourself. I mean, you're worried. I mean, where's your mind going during that moment of like, are you thinking about speed delete? Are you thinking about just getting to your family? Are you worried about your family, or were you pretty sure that they were safe? I mean, where's your mind going?
No, the first thing was like figure out what's going on with the wife and the baby, and they were in a town in a city where we lived, in a couple of hours away. So the first thing was like, all right, go to your grandmother's house. It's in the country, you know, the countryside ain't getting bombed. There's no like military infrastructure or energy infrastructure there or anything like that. Less likely to get bombed. Although at that point, stuff was missing where it was supposed to go. Planes were getting shot down, like Russian planes were getting shot down. And they were like, you know, a plane gets hit. That thing's still flying somewhere and it's falling somewhere because the guy ejected out of it or got killed and then, you know, whatever. And so that was the first thought, like get to the family, you know. But I did drop off some money on the way there to my co-founder. But that was the whole thing. And then once I got there, once we're in the country, you know, that at that point, and her grandmother's house had such bad reception. So I had to drive out to this hill. It's just in the Ukrainian country. And so I had to drive out to this hill where I get cell reception. We do these conference calls. And at that point, once the family was safe, it was just like, let's avoid any downtime. How can we avoid any downtime? And we did not have like a day even that we didn't operate or had to pause or shut down. And that's like big props to that whole team. Even some of the members from the team that moved on that were with us back then. I think that was a monumental, that whole thing carried us through a whole year. That the fact that we like managed out of that crisis, I was using that to motivate our team the whole year after. Right now it's not as, you know, we're finding new ways to motivate people.
Right, right.
It worked real well for a
while. Dude, I have to say, as a client, I mean, when I saw, I mean, obviously we're friends on Facebook. So I knew what was going on. Obviously, when the news broke here in the United States, the first thing that popped into my mind was like, oh my God, you know, is Gene okay? Then I saw your post on Facebook. Then it was like, oh my God, is he really okay? I was messaging you on WhatsApp like, bro, why are you posting videos of tanks? Like, get the fuck out of there. What are you doing? And we joke about you being a crazy man, but that was the first time I was like, okay, no, he might actually be crazy. But man, we never saw any dip. You know, there was never a like speed elite is postponing or pausing any leads. That never happened. So kudos to you, man, and your system and your team. Like you said, you guys really carried through there.
It's really the team. Yeah, the team just did it all. So that was cool. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, even that post that I made, the post that I made with the tanks, that post was like focused on like, we don't have any downtime. Everything's okay. Come back, come and buy leads. You want to help us? Don't send money. Pick up an affiliate code and tell your friends about it. That's how you can.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's talk about the new thing that you guys are working on. And you know, you and I have had conversations about this, and what you're really trying to accomplish with Speed Elite is kind of make it that one-stop shop across the board, where it's like as a wholesaler or as just a real estate investor, you can come in and you can say, hey, I want my leads. So many different options to buy those leads, but now you've added a dispo tool and it's new. Talk about that and what do you get inside of this dispo tool?
Yeah, so we had a bunch of customers that came to us and were basically like, all right, well, there's a deal here that I closed in you know, in a town that's like 30,000 people, you know, and it's a regular wholesale contract, you know, it's not like a novation or any power of attorney or anything like that, and so they're like, do you guys have any like a day on like dispoing this thing? And we're looking at this person, they're like not in any position to purchase any expensive tools and stuff. And I, you know, the tools that are out there for disc golf are incredible. Okay. Let me just say that. Yeah. And so we're like, all right, well, we kind of have a responsibility here to help these people. And so at first we just basically, we worked really hard to buy a bunch of buyers lists, buy them, source them, trade them with other people, you know, all that type of stuff. And we got a pretty sizable chunk at that point. And we would just give a person a list, you know, but then we started like thinking about it, you know, what can we do so a person doesn't have to leave the platform to get a lot of stuff done, so they can like spend a couple hours on Speed to Lead and feel super productive. What can we do to give people a couple of hours of productive time in their day? That was kind of the mission. And we're still on that mission. We're still not there yet. But like, you know what? Sit down for a couple hours, be productive with our platform, right? And so, and that's why we're, you know, right now you can buy leads and they'll go to your, you know, Speed to Lead CRM. This quarter, you'll be able to add your own leads there if you want, right? We're not going to compete with CRMs. We're not going to try to build out, you know, a go high level. Right. Like we can't. That's an incredible platform. You can't compete with it. But the little stuff, the bare bones that people need, we're gonna have it in there. And so the you know, so you put your leads in a CRM, and now the dispo tool. So, you know, it's a marketplace where you can post your property, and it's a big we call it the BFD, the big flipping database. It's a big BFD of buyers that's got, you know, millions of buyers. And the millions of buyers thing is, you know, it sounds cool, but tell you, like, many people know there's only like 100,000 people that are actually
right
super active, right? Or active. And so we've got all those on there, their contact information. So you can do email blasts right from Speed to Lead. You can download that list and do your own call campaign. You can see when a buyer has checked out your property, has checked out your listing. You can see how many pictures they clicked and all that stuff. And you can get the software monthly. We're not requiring people to do the whole year, because our goal is not, whenever we make our goal revenue only, we see being a software company, being a service provider, we see like bad things happen. When we make our goal, let's make this helpful and help people make money and make it accessible, so maximum amount of people use it, that's when we see progress, right? And so that's where we're like, yeah, we don't need to charge for a whole year.
Right.
And so even though that's like there's a concern that somebody, I think the concern there is that somebody that might come in and download a bunch of buyers. I think anyone that's worked with any of these tools, with any of these dispo tools, will understand that like, having the buyers list is not the only problem there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was just talking about this yesterday during that five tool live where, you know, when I got the dispositions, I said, you know, the way the format of the live was is you got to have your system and then you got to have your process. And so I talked about InvestorLift being the tool that we use for dispositions. I brought up, hey, Speed to Lead is just now adding a dispo tool. We look forward to looking into it. But at the end of the day, the system is only as good as the process that you create around it. And it's not that damn list. That list exists on PropStream and Batch, and it's always existed yep. there. Yep. I did a live with Burton over at PropStream, and he was like, here's how you find your buyers. You just go right here. You search cash buyers past 12 months, and they bought three or more houses. He's like, okay, there you go. There's your investors. Skip tracing exactly. and call them. That's the problem. Now you have to skip trace it, call them. You already have all that information in there and providing a place for them to easily. Listen, dispositions is no different than acquisitions. You got to do marketing.
It's the sales,
And you got to do sales. It's the same thing. So I love that you've added this on to the Speed Elite. How much are you going to be charging for that per month?
It's $299 per month. Or there is an option to get it for a year, and that's significantly cheaper per month.
Right.
So the per year, I think it's like $170 per month or something.
So let's talk about this real quick, because listen, I've been using you guys since, you know, late 2021. There's a lot of tools, a lot of competitors, right, that have come out. You guys are constantly innovating, making your product better. How much are you concerned about competitors coming out and trying to compete with Speed Lead? And how much do you not think about that on a daily basis?
Yeah. I used to be very competition agnostic in my previous work with our agency, when we had when we were really focused on the agency, where with my video business, I would just try to be like the most expensive thing. With leads for sale, that's not really, especially with our customers, they're so discount conscious, right? You're trying to find houses for a discount. So of course, real estate wholesalers are always trying out there trying to get deals, you know, and I kind of love it, because you hang out with these people, like you hang out with Chris Rude and he'll show you a freaking collectible truck that he bought for like 40% retail,
right?
40% retail. And you're like, yeah, cause this guy is like, he's all about getting a good deal on anything in his life. So, and that really works with the lead game too. And so we try to maintain a careful balance of, you know, there's the VIP customers that are not so price conscious, that are more conscious of like getting the exact type of leads that they want, and the folks that are price conscious. And for the folks that are price conscious, we played with a lot of different models, and we came out with a coupon club model that's barely profitable for us. But I think the amount of impact that created, and the amount of deals that people closed on it for $29 a lead, you know, and depending on when you're hearing about this, we may have to raise it because it's barely profitable. But you know, hopefully we don't have to raise it. And so that's the careful balance that we try to maintain. As far as competition, it's I think about it and I don't, because if you think about it all the time, you're going to always be in reactive mode. I try to get myself out of it and think about the customers instead of the competitors. How can I get the customer a better experience? How can I get the customer another feature, another thingy, to get, you know, like right now we added a thing where, you know, we're getting this buyer's traffic on the platform, and they're also going to go and check out Speed to Lead. And so some people are actually worried, like, well, what if buyers are going to start going buying leads and cut me out? I'm like, don't worry, your cash buyers are not going to sit there and negotiate with a seller for 3 hours. They're not cut out for that. The dentist,
these end buyers already knew about direct to seller marketing. They're choosing not to do it because they're busy with what else. If they're buying from wholesalers, they're going to continue to buy from wholesalers. I mean, that's the facts. So I would never worry about that. What I want to know is, though, real talk. Mm-hmm. Like when you see, like me, you know, me and you, we've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Does it bother you when I sit here and I'm like, hey, I got this lead from Lead Zolo, or hey, I closed this many deals from Lead Zolo? Does that bother you, or are you like, no, I'm not worried, because I also know how many deals you got from Speed to Lead?
No, it doesn't bother me. It did bother me at first, and I tried to figure it out, and I'm like, okay, let's look at the space of big influencers. Can I control what they promote or not? No, I cannot control it. Why the fuck worry about it? Like,
yeah,
that's one part of it. But yeah, at first it was like, oh, another, you know, another thing we got to worry about or whatever.
Gene, here's the thing. Here, the reason why I brought this up, it was for a reason.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I sit here and I've thought about this for a while. I am loyal to a fault. Like I remember when Lead Zolo approached me, it was like, dude, I've got a relationship with Gene, and like, you know, we've got all this stuff that we do with Speed Elite. Speed Elite's been a part of our business, and like the vast majority of our conversation revolved around you and your business. And that's my loyalty, right? Here's what I've realized. Pardon the Disruption. By the way, tomorrow, last episode ever of Pardon the Disruption, we are going to have something that replaces it, a little bit different style. But what that has given me over the past 2 years of doing that is I get to sit down with three of my competitors, Steve Train, Chris Jefferson, Leon, Eric, whoever it is. I get to hear their thoughts and what they're doing inside of their business. And what I've realized is that when I disagree with something that they say or that they're doing, it makes me so much better at what I am doing. And I become more passionate about my message and my person, my purpose and my vision. And what I've seen is that there are times where when competition breeds excellence out of the top-notch people, I've seen Speed to Lead. I've seen you, Gene, step your game up with competition coming into the marketplace. And one of the worst things that can ever happen is when competition dies inside of an economic climate, because essentially the person who owns the monopoly says, what does this mean? I jack the prices up and my service goes down because I have no competition to worry about.
Yeah.
And so for me, what I've seen is the more that come along inside of this, the better it's going to be, because the ones that are truly great at this, and I think you are great at this, step their game up and come up with innovative ideas to make this even better. And that's, for me, what I've seen you guys do, and that's why I've always wanted to be aligned with Speed to Lead and you, because I've seen you constantly working to get better. Whereas I don't know if some of these competitors that are coming out, I don't know if they're going to be here in 2025, 2026, but I do know Speed Elite's going to be here because of the sustainability that I've seen you build, and also because of the innovation that I've seen your company come out with. So that's,
you know what, that's a great point. The fact that you mentioned that, like, you're sitting there with your competitors and talking, that's actually, I never looked at it that way. Cause then you think about it, like, yeah, you guys have competing offers. And bro, that's me,
Steve, and CJ specifically. People have to make a decision. I got $5,000 I'm going to give to either CJ, Steve, or RJ. And they're watching a podcast with all three of us.
That's crazy. I mean, we should do that in PPL.
Right? But Gene, here's a classic example of this, okay? We had a question on PTD, which was, what is the biggest waste of time for a newer wholesaler? Okay. Steve gave his answer. CJ gave his answer. And my answer was cold calling. You should not cold call when you are a new wholesaler. I was like, we have things like Speed to Lead, like Lead Zolo, where you can go swipe a card, and for the exact same amount of money that it cost you to generate a lead cold calling, you could have it inbound. And now, instead of getting your teeth kicked in and wrong phone numbers and wasting all this time, you could only be talking to motivated sellers. And dude, they wholeheartedly and adamantly disagreed with me and called me an idiot. It's literally on the intro of the show. You watch the intro tomorrow, you will hear it at the end where they go, whatever you do, don't listen to RJ. He's so wrong on this.
That's okay? Awesome.
You know what I did? The next day, I came right here. I turned on my red lights because I was angry. And I said, I named the video, Stop Cold Calling. And I said, I don't give a shit what they say. Stop cold calling. They're wrong. And I backed it up with facts, not feelings, facts, numbers, KPIs. This is the reason why you've got to stop doing that. That's why I love this shit, because it's like, nah, dude, damn. I don't want to sit in the silence and not act like I don't have competitors. I don't want to not talk about it. No, I got competitors. I know who they are. I know that I disagree with a lot of what they do. And that's where you make a decision. Do you want to do business with me? It's just the same thing with you. Hey, do you want to do business with Speed to Lead? Because we're the first PPL provider that now has provided a way for you to dispo deals. What is the number one complaint people have about PPL? I get a lead and bump up nowhere, and I don't know what to do with it. How do I dispo it? You solved it. I mean, how many times have you gotten asked that question? Gene, what do I do when I go get this lead in the middle of nowhere? How do I sell it?
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. And some people walk by those marketplace leads that are – they're probably great leads. And like
they are.
That's why I love it when on the show we have a chance where you can grab one of them. And then, you know, you start calling it. And like, hey, you know what? It's comparable. Like, there's comps. So if there's comps, that means like, hey, if this sold comps, you could sell the thing. So,
Gene, part of my closing process in the past has been, I've literally teach this. Seller answers the phone. I copy and paste the address. I put it into Google Street View just to make sure I could see what I'm buying, right? Is there something across the street that I don't want? Is it falling down? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. Guess what the second thing I do is? I put that address in the investor lift to see how many buyers I have. Mm-hmm. Guess what?
Yeah.
With Speed to Lead, I wouldn't have to do that because you have it inside of the platform. It would already tell you how many buyers you have, correct?
You just told me what to do here. So we're going to have that next to each lead. This is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's the thing. I mean, it's like,
I'm going to put your face on there. We're going to put your face on that feature. We're going to put your face on that flag that says how many buyers are on this platform.
Dude, literally, if you did this on Speed to Lead, put a Google Street View, okay? Put a little widget right there where I can spin around and I can see what does my street look like, okay? Street
View we can't do because people will figure out the address. You have no idea.
I'm talking about after you bought the lead.
Oh, after you bought it. Oh, I see. I see. I'm talking about you bought it. We're gonna show you how many buyers you have before you buy.
But I'm talking about after I buy it. Okay, I've got the address. I got all the information, so I don't have to go anywhere outside of the platform. Google Street View.
Thank you.
How many buyers do I have? And then I'm comping it. That's all I'm doing. That's it. That's all of my actions that I'm taking. The only other tab that I would need open would be my contract.
This is incredible.
Contract to DocuSign. That's it. That's my entire people. Gene, do you know how many times I've had people ask me to share my screen just so they can see what tabs I have open?
Yeah.
Those are the tabs that I need right there. I need Google Street View. I need to know how many buyers I have, and then I need to be able to comp the property. And then I need to send a contract. I close the deal straight from that, man. This is like, that's why I'm saying right here for me, the relationship that I have with you guys, because this is not the first time we've had this type of conversation. It's funny. It's happening on a podcast. But repeatedly, we have come to you guys and said, hey, if we could do this, this would make the platform better. And you're one of the few people that's like, got it. And then the next thing you know, it's like a week later, it's like in the platform where I'm like, holy shit, you're actually listening. Like, you're not a wholesaler.
Never done a single one.
And that's what I'm saying. I've always said it where it's like, hey, vendors, listen to your clients. We're the ones in the trenches actually needing this help. So let me ask you this. We'll wrap up here in a second because we're approaching an hour. But moving forward, what is your vision with Speed to Lead? Where do you want to take this? I mean, is this is the end game for you, or is there something bigger and better that you want to do?
So we're not thinking about anything else but becoming an ecosystem where people can be productive and make money. And so, you know, we just added Dispo where we have a few users on there now. Depending on when someone's listening to this, you know, we're going to have a big launch. That's there. We're adding CRM features that are going to make it easier for somebody that. There's a lot of people that don't even have a CRM, right? There's a lot of new entrants into wholesaling all the time. There's new entrants that don't even have any CRM, right? And so we want them to be able to, like, you got a lead from us? Cool. You got a lead from somewhere else? Plug it into the CRM, okay? And then that lead, you'll be able to enrich with information from Speed to Lead, like buyers, that you wouldn't be able to in any CRM that doesn't have elite component, right? And then, and so we're also I want to say this, we're full speed working on AI, but we're also 100% incredibly skeptical of it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to come up with a thing where you go in the marketplace on Speed to Lead, click a button, deal predictor, and it shows you which lead is most likely to close. Like, that would be nice. And we have data scientists, a couple of data scientists working on that right now. Is it possible? Don't know. Want to try to be skeptical here, because like the AI thing is the new .com, is the new crypto, is the new whatever the hell, man.
Right.
There's AI. Yeah, like,
I will say this on the, stuff on the AI side of things, man, and specifically with those data scientists, I've done so many closings and track KPIs on that. I'd love to tell you some different things that I think could help with that prediction.
Okay.
That's one of my skill sets that I've developed over the years of like knowing. Dude, why do you think I'm able to go inside? I can go inside Speed to Lead. Every single time I've gone live with Speed to Lead, I've come out with a signed contract. Not a verbal, a signed contract. It's the only platform that I could say that about. In existence, there is no other platform that I've ever gone live every single time and gotten a signed contract. And why is that? Because of the data that you've provided me and because of the skill set that I've developed over the years of knowing this is a person that wants to sell me a house right now because of the information that you show me. The other thing is going back to what we were talking about with the buyers on the lead, I need you to break that down into two different categories, okay? This is important. When you say buyers, it needs to be buyers by the city and buyers by the county. And here's the reason why you need to separate that. Because in a rural location, if you say there are buyers in the city, it could say there's 10 buyers. But then you go by the county and it could say there's 3,000 buyers. Good. And what will happen is majority of people would pass on that lead because they would say, oh, there's no buyers there. What they're not realizing is that is a highly desirable location because to the county buyers, what's probably happening is they don't ever see leads and they don't ever get wholesale deals in that location. And so that's one of our hacks right there is that we go get deals in locations where there's quote unquote no buyers, but there are buyers. They're just looking in the wrong place. So that's important. To separate that by city and county. Incredible. All right. Well, there you go, guys. Not only did you hear Gene's story, but you saw some new features are going to be added to the platform.
It's going to be on the platform probably by the time this thing comes out.
I don't know, bro. It's going out today. It's coming out today. I don't know if you're going to be out. I mean, your company is called Speed to Lead. I don't know if you're that fast on it. but, man. I appreciate you coming on here, and honestly, dude, so much for what you do for the community. And I will say, sometimes people give you a hard time because you have no problem calling people out. You're a little spicy like me, and some people, they don't understand us.
That's why we gel okay. You know, that's why we gel well.
I understand you, bro. I understand you. And I appreciate what you guys do. And at the end of the day, man, you have been Speed to Lead has been such a foundational element for Titanium. And I'm looking forward to continue growing. Last thing I'll say is man, Yuri was such a huge addition to your team. And he is amazing for our clients. I feel like y'all's customer service is second to none. In this industry, and I think that's spearheaded by Yuri. So shout out to Yuri, man. If you've ever talked to him before, he always points people in the right direction, and he's awesome. Gene, any final words before we sign off?
Guys, get leads and listen to RJ, and life will be good.
There you go. There
you go. And speak to lead.
Yeah, get leads from Speed to Lead, and then listen to RJ. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Gene, appreciate you hopping on here. Guys, make sure to like the video. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. You can leave reviews on Spotify, too. I think we got like a few. Leave more. I know you guys are listening. I see the stats. All right, guys. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow.